Welcome to Word Games, a podcast featuring ridiculous, random, absurd word games, hosted by Stephen and Rebecca. If you like tongue twisters, silly stories, and other hilarious goofiness, you've come to the right place. So take a seat and let's jump into the latest episode.
Word Games, blah, blah, blah. This is a podcast. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Rebecca.
And this is Word Games. And we're this episode, we're going to do a back and forth story, which is where we create a story by alternating a word back and forth. I went first last time, so this time Rebecca is going to go first. Rebecca, take it away.
There.
Are.
Seven.
Geese.
In.
My
house.
And
I
don't
like
any
one
of
them
except
Bill.
Period. Bill
is
cool.
Period. He
likes
to
sit
and
drink
beer
with
me
while
we
watch
shows
and
talk
about
life
and
other
stories
too.
Period. One
day
Bill
and
I
were
talking
about
female
geese,
and
he
expressed
an
that threw me for a loop. He expressed an endeavor. Can you express an endeavor?
Yep.
He expressed Bill an can. Endeavor.
He expressed an endeavor in
wait, let's back up. He expressed an I'm just gonna say, even though this isn't grammatically correct, he expressed an desire.
Okay.
Because I this went off the rails too much. He expressed an desire.
Okay. To
marry
a
human.
From
my
family.
Period. I
was
shocked
that
he
wanted
to
do
that,
and
I
told
him
that
I
was
going
to
kill
him. No,
period.
Bill nodded
and
packed
his
things
and
left
my
home.
Period. I
was
overwhelmed
with
regret
because
in
telling
my were you gonna say Bill? In telling my Bill.
I'm gonna say Bill. In telling my Bill
that
I
was
going
to
kill
him,
I
realized
I
actually
was
angry
at
myself
because
I
now
understood
there
was
six
geese
who
I
hated
still
living
in
my
bathroom. Period.
When
I
woke
up
the
next
day,
Bill
was
still
gone.
So I went
looking
for
him.
Period. Thankfully,
he
was
already
dead.
No! No!
Period.
I
thankfully
no.
A
spell
to
bring
geese
back
to
life.
Period. Unfortunately,
I
forgot
my
spell
at
my
grandma's
cupboard. I mean, closet. Closet. Isn't that what it was?
From yeah, the- it was the closet scarf. Period. I
racked
my
brain
and
remembered
I
still
know
the
CPR.
So
I
gave
Bill
CPR
and
he
didn't
stay
alive.
So
I
buried
no Bill
in
my
couch
and
then
had
some
funeral
music
while
I
cried
to
the
universe. Period.
The
moral
of
the
story
is
don't
ever,
ever,
ever
invite
any
geese
into
your
bathroom. Period. The end. And you know what? That is a good moral that everybody should remember. Geese suck, and you should never even look at one, let alone invite it into your home.
Even if its name is Bill, and you guys like drinking beer, watching shows.
You're sad that Bill died.
I am sad that Bill died.
We both were kind of trying to bring him back to life, but then it must have been fate that he just wasn't meant to make it.
Yeah. I was trying to picture CPR on a goose, and it just didn't make sense. It's like,
yeah,
you can't do that.
Yeah. And unfortunately, he didn't remember the spell, so he couldn't bring him back to life that way.
Well,
so.
He also didn't even have his scarf.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, let that be a lesson to all of you, and we'll catch you back here in the future.
Bye.